Hello,
Good afternoon.
David?
This is David.
Yes, David, can you hear me now? This is Matt calling from Local Flash.
Hello, Grant.
Hello.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, hi. How are you? Doing good?
Yeah, well enough. Disappointing. Only a bunch of scams and ripoffs. So no actual customers calling. And I sent an email this weekend hoping to.
Can you hear me okay? Seems like you're cutting in and out. Hello, David? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm in a bad area. I'm
Oh.
almost home, and you should be able to hear me better.
Yeah,
There, now
that's
I got
good.
two bars.
That's a bit better now. Thank you. So, David, yep, we received your email. I'm looking on your email right now, and you want to make changes on your website, right? And before we get into the website, let's tackle first your issue in regards to your Google ranking, correct? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you guys promised me I'd be in the top five, and last I checked, I was number 120 something, and not listed in multiple other areas.
I do apologize for that one. Basically, what we can do is have your account re-optimized. I can definitely send an escalation to our team for them to re-optimize your account. In regards to your ranking, technically Google uses an algorithm that changes from time to time. We exactly don't have exact like a specific control of it, as it's an algorithm that no one has direct control. What we can do is re-optimize your account accordingly, based on what we currently
I don't know
have
what you
it.
mean by optimization. Like, what I was telling you guys to do was to change some of the meta words, meta titles, meta descriptions in order to actually address an area, one area code per section, per type, rather than just having nothing listed at all. Like, I'm not trying to sell to USA. I'm trying to sell to Centennial, Littleton, Highlands Ranch, not USA. You know what I mean? Not to the majority of Colorado, just three specific locations. And I'm trying to get my address to show up on any of the searches.
I can definitely understand. In regards to your address, you requested you want to show it on your Google Business profile, right?
Yes.
Here's the thing about it. You don't have like a storefront, right? Like, you don't accept walk-in customers, correct?
Yeah, I'm home all the time until I actually get a job, so I do want my address listed so that people can see I'm right here.
So in regards to that, Google, if there's a policy by Google that if it's a house location, like you don't have like an office or an address where your customers can walk in, it should not be shown due to the fact that it will create a trigger that will suspend your account. Hence, we highly advise you that you will not show your
All right,
address on
nobody ever
Google.
told me I wasn't able to add my address on Google. That's kind of bullshit. I should be able to show that I'm a local guy here in my area to service the people around me.
Yep,
And I was
you can
never told I can't show my address. It's just going to be mysterious. Your 10th page on the list, you know, someone will have to just search for you to find you. That's not going to work. That's a crap. That's not a good listing. That's not a good policy. I need my address to be shown.
I can definitely understand. We can definitely make the arrangement for it to be shown on your Google Business profile along with your other listings. Yes, it is definitely possible. We are just
There's
providing you.
multiple in the neighborhoods around me that have, like, they're definitely home front addresses showing up there, so it needs to be done.
Yep, as what I mentioned, David, yep, it is definitely possible. We can definitely make the arrangements. It's just that there are times that Google will suspend your account due to this one. We are just providing you the possible outcomes. But we can definitely make the arrangements to show your
answers. All right, you guys weren't trying to tell me this bullshit when I was signing up with you guys and you were trying to charge me this.
Mm-hmm. We do apologize for the confusion, but technically, David, what I'm trying to do right now is provide you the transparency of what will happen, the outcomes, the possible outcomes. But we can definitely...
Why aren't you guys transparent in the very beginning when this was supposed to be happening to begin with? Why are we 3 months down the line and have no effort, nothing, absolutely zero from paying you guys to do anything for me? It's been a complete waste of my time, my effort. It's been a loss of business because I've still had expenses and I've gotten absolutely nothing from having your services. Not a single valid phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Just scam artists and people trying to rip me off from having you guys listening out there. There's been nothing positive from working with you guys.
I do apologize for the inconvenience, David. In regards to what I can do right now, is I can definitely have your, as I mentioned, I can definitely have your account re-optimized. I see here that your service area...
I want to optimize exactly how I emailed you guys. I want that exact thing done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want it to be listed under Stellar Floor Crafting. I want it to be Littleton Floor Install.
Yep.
So look up the words you guys are trying to have an AI to optimize me on some kind of fancy word listing. It's complete trash, what you've given me.
Yep.
Like, if you look at my LVP flooring section, you have a picture of a deck. Like, a deck is not LVP flooring. Like, so the picture designs, the way they've done the pictures, don't even match up to the type of the work that's in the photo. You know what I mean? Like, a flooring isn't a deck.
Yep, I'm looking at it. The luxury, the new planking.
Or maybe it was under bathroom. Maybe a bathroom's not a deck either. Like, I don't know what it was.
If you have, like, David, I can also book you an appointment with our website experts with your specific preferred time for you to be able to go through everything on what specific changes that you want on your website. And I can definitely make the arrangements for you to talk with them. So you can make the updates accordingly, specifically based on your preference. Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's what we've got to do. Sounds great.
Sure. I can definitely make the arrangements. Let me try to check the schedule.
I mean, kind of, like, you've added new photos on there, and they just threw them on there randomly. Like, it didn't even matter where they were putting the photos.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
So I was told last month that I'd be within the top five this month, or they would credit me again and not charge me again. So I didn't get a charge for last month because I'm number 125 and not in the top five, like I'm promised. So I expect next month to be credited also until you guys make your promise and get me in the top five. If I'm not there in the local search, you guys aren't fulfilling your end of the bargain. It's been over 3 months, and I needed to be there after the first month. So I've had 2 months of not getting any business. I'm trying to do local flyers and things like that because I can't trust you guys to get me online presence. So I'm very frustrated that I even signed up with you guys at all.
Sorry to hear that one. Try to check your billing. Yep, we have provided a service credit last month, which was...
It wouldn't have been charged till yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So until I get into the top five, like you guys promised, I expect to be service credited every month. Or I just need to break your contract and go with somebody else that can actually get me there. I think the month by month, so it doesn't really matter much to break it.
Can definitely understand. Let me try to check what we can do. So just to confirm, would you still like to show your address on your on all of your listings?
Yes, I need my address shown because I need people to see that I'm local, not just not some, you know, Middle Eastern country trying to get a down payment from them or something. I don't know.
Go ahead.
You know, you guys were promising me the world, and I've gotten absolutely nothing. I'm so disappointed I've paid you guys anything so far. Designed a website which has been optimized multiple times, and it's optimized to crap every time. Like, I don't know if you guys try to have an AI do it or if you actually have a professional marketing person doing the optimization, because that's what you guys need is to hire some professional marketing representative that can do this for you.
I'm checking on the schedules right now for you to be able to speak to our website experts. 1 second, please.
Sure. Besides some kid straight out of high school that knows how to design a website, they need to talk to somebody with a marketing degree that knows how to actually list the proper keywords and things on a website. To get people to view it, to get people to be seen, to get it in the top ranking, not just number 125 when they look up my name in Google. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be at the top. When I look up all the things I'm advertising my company can do, I need to be in the top five. Not the 10th page.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
And I was only able to find myself once looking up a service. Mm-hmm. And every other service that I offer, I couldn't even find my company. So, I don't know if you guys optimized it to screw me over or what.
Are you available for tomorrow at 9:30 your time? David, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be here.
9:30 your time, okay? Mountain time.
9:30 mountain time, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I had a scheduled call for tomorrow at 11. I was just taking care of that call early.
Let me just book that one. And you did mention that on your email, right? Add location to the headers in the website. Yeah, you can definitely provide that one to our website experts. And they will take, they will get into it accordingly based on your specific preference. Okay?
All right. I mean, those are just some basic things that me, not a marketing major, can figure out. I mean, Websites aren't my expertise yet. I could do this better than you guys.
The apologies for the inconvenience. Hold on. I'm trying to book your appointment right now. Hi, David, I have booked your appointment for tomorrow, 9:30 your time, okay? 8:30 PST.
All right, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Also, David, in regards to your optimization and the promise that we... like you said that you were promised to be on top five, right? And you want to have like a service credit. Got it. And you want to have a service credit every month until we have you on top five in Google. Is that correct?
Yes, I was promised to be in the top five after a month and a half, and I'm not there yet. I paid over 2 months. I've been with you guys 3 or 4 months, and yeah, I expect you guys to fulfill your end of the agreement to get me in the top five. And until you do that, I don't expect I should have to pay you guys.
Got it. I can definitely understand where you're coming from.
Like, if I'm not getting calls to close business to go quote things from my website, from paying you guys, then there's no reason to be paying you guys. Once I am getting frequent calls to go quote, it makes sense to pay you. But if you guys can't get me there to go quote a job, then you're not doing anything for me.
I can definitely understand. Also, were you able to access your client dashboard?
Claims dashboard. Yeah, I've been there. I've been multiple things.
Awesome. We actually have a new feature right now that the system will automatically create
any posts. Trouble? Okay. The alarm went off. Yeah. Right. Sorry, my dad has just got home from a nursing home and his alarm went off, but he's fine.
Yes, no worries. So, as we mentioned, we also have a new feature right now, which will basically, it will create an automatic post on your Google Business profile to increase traffic and improve the rankings. Are you able to access your Google Business profile right now? If not, that's okay. I can enable it on your behalf. So, your client dashboard will automatically create posts on your Google Business profile or your Facebook page.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, you can make some automatic posts. That sounds great. Right.
Yep, I have enabled it on your Google on your client dashboard, to be exact. So let me try to check. Yeah,
I already opened up my Google account there for my business. Where would I find any of this? Or
it would be your client dashboard.
Automatically. Local Flash dashboard?
That is correct.
Or Google. All right, Local Flash.
Yep. And once you log in, refer to the Post tab.
Google Profile Actions, or is that what you're talking about, or is there a separate Post tab?
On your screen right now, does it say Local Stash Advanced Reporting?
Yeah, beta.
Okay. Do you see, you're using your phone, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see like three dots on the upper right? I mean three lines, sorry.
Three lines.
Okay, click on it, and you should see tabs, home, leads, website, listings. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay, refer to posts, next to reviews, click on it.
Posts, okay, there it is.
Yep, and you'll see like post over time, and add manually post, and there is an option there, automated post. As you can see, it is enabled now. Right.
Yeah, it's basically seeing one that I did on, it's like my Facebook stuff, basically.
Mm-hmm. So that is a new feature that we have added in your client dashboard for the system to automatically create posts on your Google Business profile. So it will increase traffic and improve your rankings. Okay, I have enabled it already. And also I'll be sending requests to our optimization team for them to re-optimize your account accordingly based on what we have and the pictures that we currently have. And if you do have pictures, sir, of your like completed work or whatnot, you can send it over to us to our email so we can create posts by using those pictures that you will be sending us, okay? And also, what we can do, as we're checking here, in regards to the service areas that we have, we currently have like four service areas that is on your account. That is Arapaho County, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, and Littleton. Do you want to add more service areas?
Instead of Arapahoe County, it'd probably be better to type Lone Tree. And that focuses on the cities and areas I actually want to go to.
Arapahoe
County,
so
a big county.
I'll be removing Arapahoe. I'll be removing that one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I understand. It's better just to list one city on each website and page as opposed to listing four locations for every page.
Mm-hmm.
That's my training on things from my research.
Mm. All right. And what was the city that you'd like to replace it with?
The best one, probably Highlands Ranch.
Highlands Ranch. Oh, it is already added?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other one was Lone Tree, if they wanted a fourth one.
Lone Tree.
Arapahoe out.
Arapahoe out. Lone Tree to be added. Hold on. Got it. All right. So I'll be escalating your concern to the right departments and keep in touch with your appointment for tomorrow, okay? Yep, again, that will be 9:30 your time for you to talk to our website experts. You can go over to all of your requests in regards to your website, okay? Like the one that you have on your email, all right?
Great. It sounded like you said that's 10:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, 8:30, that would be our time, and your time, that would be 9:30.
Okay. I was thinking Pacific was an hour behind me. I was thinking if it's 8:30 Pacific time, that's 7:30 Mountain time.
Not exactly. Basically, you're ahead 1 hour from us. Our time is... So, our time is 8:30.
Yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow.
I'm thinking different.
That's
9:30 mine, yeah. Okay.
Yep. No worries.
Great.
All right. So, David, thanks for taking the call, and I'll make the escalation to the right department to improve your rankings. Okay?
All right. I hope so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good one. Bye for now.
You too, sir. Sorry I'm a dick.